Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Civil War. By Bruce Catton. Chapter 1. A House Divided. The American people in 1860 believed that they were the happiest and luckiest people in all the world, and in a way they were right. Most of them lived on farms or in very small towns. They lived better than their fathers had lived, and they knew that their children would do still better. The landscape was predominantly rural, with unending sandy roads winding leisurely across a country which was both drowsy with enjoyment of the present and vibrant with eagerness to get into the future. The average American, then, was in fact what he has been since only in legend, an independent small farmer, and in 1860, for the last time in American history, the products of the nation's farms were worth more than the output of its factories. This may or may not have been the end of America's golden age, but it was at least the final haunted moment of its age of innocence. Most Americans, then, difficult as the future might appear, supposed that this or something like it would go on and on, perhaps forever. Yet infinite change was beginning, and problems left unsolved too long would presently make the change.